You are listening to Social Europe Podcast. We discuss cutting-edge thinking on politics, economy, and employment and labour with some of the most thought-provoking people around, including Nobel Prize winners and other internationally acclaimed experts. So welcome and enjoy the conversation.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Social Europe Podcast, episode 31. My name is Henning Meyer, editor-in-chief of Social Europe. Today I'm in conversation with Philippe Mallier of University College London about the situation of the Parti Socialiste in France. This conversation is part of a project that Social Europe is running together with the Friedrich Ebert Stiftung about the state of progressive parties in Europe and beyond. I hope you enjoy the conversation. So Philippe Mallier, thank you very much for joining me this morning to talk about the French Parti Socialiste and its current situation from an historic point of view. And to get us going, what would you say is the historic position of the Parti Socialiste in the French political system, and where does it currently stand after the recent presidential elections?
Well, the Socialist Party in France has always been a kind of very specific, atypical type of social democracy. So it's a very specific brand of it, if you like. For a very long time, political scientists would even consider that it's not social democracy. Socialists themselves like to say we are socialists, not social democrats, meaning by that we're more radical. That was always, at least until the 1980s, a kind of thing you are. Why isn't it historically a social democracy or a type of it like in Sweden, Germany, or even Britain? I think unlike those countries, there was never any sort of organic link between labor or the trade unions and the party. In fact, the unions historically and parties of the left were never, if you like, working together. There's always a clear separation. There's even a charter, the Charter of Amiens, signed in 1906, an old text which really sets up this kind of dramatic separation between the two sides, because simply the unions did not trust the Socialist Party, which they consider far too parliamentarians, bourgeois, etc. So historically, it's a funny type of social democracy. Although more recently, to be fair, the Socialist Party has finally accepted that it was a kind of social democracy, probably again meaning that they've toned down, they've probably changed politically, ideologically, and they're sort of more, they are now reconciled, if you like, with their more reformist nature. But that's recent. I think it probably it dates back to the 1990s. So it's a kind of party, if you like, which historically has also had always to compete with a strong communist party. That's something you will encounter when studying other European countries, notably in the south, Italy, Spain, Portugal, possibly Greece. So a strong communist party in the French case, that's absolutely the fact, because the communist party was until the late 1970s the main party, the dominant party on the left. The overtaking in terms of, you know, leading party on the left only happened in the early 1980s with the election of Mitterrand. So that, of course, makes a very specific situation. It is a very specific situation in France, whereby socialists always had to compete with a strong or stronger party to its left, more radical. The communist had also the advantage over the socialist of having close links with the main unions, the CGT, and to have, of course, real roots in the working class, in the labor movement, something the socialists have always struggled to establish. So historically, in a nutshell, that's the situation, you know, a situation of political electoral hegemony, which only started in the 1980s, and which lasted, well, there was a good 30-year run of that, with the socialists having even two presidents elected, Mitterrand, then Hollande, who socialists were also in government several times. And But this, of course, seems to have come to an end. And of course, being cautious about that, we don't know what tomorrow will be. But in the presidential then legislative election, the socialist lost very heavily. It seems that's not the first time the socialists lost heavily. In fact, the whole electoral history of the Socialist Party is fantastic electoral victories, followed a few years later by amazing slumps and defeats. But this time, you know, political commentators in France are really wondering, because of a number of objective factors, if that it's not the end of the party. So a situation which would be more similar to the one one finds in Greece with the historic decline of PASOK, or in also a number of different countries, also in Italy for a very long time, social democracy, you know, it's very hard to say that the Democratic Party is a true social democratic party. So there's a number of countries in Europe where social democracy is on the way and why it has this appeal altogether. And I think the French situation is in between. The party is losing a lot of members, is losing a lot of its leaders. If you think that the two candidates which made it to the final of the primary election, Benoît Hamon on the left and Manuel Valls on the right wing of the party, they both left the party since the election. So that shows that this party is really now in a very poor shape.
And that directly links to the next question about strengths and weaknesses of the Parti Socialiste. I mean, you already mentioned quite a few weaknesses of the party, not least losing sort of front runners or leading politicians since the presidential elections. But if you were to be tasked of finding some strengths, where would you see those strengths?
Well, the strength of the Socialist Party, and that's not very original because that's something you will find across the board in Europe with all social democratic parties, was that, if you like, the Socialist Party, at least when it was electorally winning elections, was a party which was able to appeal to different different constituencies, you know, in terms of class, in terms of gender, in terms of age and generations, in terms of ethnicity. It's a party which really managed to be very strong and get strong support from all kinds of constituencies. That seems also, that's why I was saying earlier that probably the situation is very serious for the Socialist Party. It seems to be a great loss of support in amongst voters, amongst constituencies where the socialists used to be very strong, notably the young, notably people working in the public sector. As for, and that has been the, because that's been the case at least for the past 20 years, as for the kind of more popular, more working class support, the socialists have lost a lot of them. That's why one of the reasons why it is becoming very difficult for the socialists to win an election. At least that's been the case for the past 5 years, where they lost all elections, every echelon, local, regional, national. It's because there's very, very little support now coming from the sort of lower middle class salaried workers. And that, of course, some have gone to the right, some have gone a little bit to Le Pen, but essentially, and more recently to Mélenchon, the radical left, but essentially there's a lot of abstention amongst working class voters. So that's the strength is that for a very long time, the Socialist Party was a party with a kind of a real dynamic amongst different social backgrounds, which it seems to have lost lately. And also it was able to rebound at every major electoral defeat. You know, the history of the Socialist Party is very important, very spectacular victories followed a few years later by major defeats. That's always the problem with the party is to stay in power, is to be consistent when it comes to competing at elections, you know. And the right in France has been very good at that, not the socialists. So nonetheless, they were able to get back to power quickly when they lost an election. It seems now, you know, of course, it's too early to tell, but we're 6 months into the Macron presidency. Not that the new president is extremely popular. I think notably his reforms of the labor market are proving quite unpopular. But the situation is created, and the deep realignment of French politics and party politics is still there. You know, there's no opposition on his right, and the socialists are nowhere to be seen as serious opponent to Macron. They even wonder now whether they should really oppose Macron. Is he really a political opponent, or is he someone we can, in some circumstances, you know, support in some of his reforms? So, of course, this is a very blurred image for the Socialist Party. They do not manage to really, they're really, if you like, squeezed between Macron and Mélenchon and his new party on the left. So that's why the future, at least in a sort of short mid-run, seems bleak for it. There's no recognized leader. Members are leaving en masse. So, yes, things do not look too good at the moment for the socialists.
And if you look at sort of threats and opportunities, and let's focus on the threats first. You know, in previous conversations about other cases of social democratic parties across Europe and beyond, obviously the rise of populism, right-wing as well as left-wing populism, has been one of the key sort of threats identified. So what's the situation with this in France, with, you know, the Parti Socialiste now wedged seemingly between the Front National on the right and the new party of Jean-Luc Mélenchon on the left?
Yes, part of the sort of reshaping of French politics, and that's a very recent thing, has been that there's a kind of anti-party mood in France. Of course, that France isn't the only country in Europe or in the world which has been sort of experiencing that, but the backlash against parties and professional politicians is very strong in France. Of course, that has benefited a number of movements, which for the most part, really, have been, of course, rejecting the very notion of party. They are movements. That's the case of Mélenchon and his new, the so-called embattled France, France Insoumise. That's the case even of Macron. Of course, he's transformed his movement into a proper, fairly traditional party after his election, but he ran the campaign with a movement. Something, you know, Mélenchon insists very much, we're not a party, everyone's welcome, you can even be a member of another party and join us. Our organization is transversal, no longer hierarchical, pyramidal, or vertical. You know, this insistence on new forms of democracy and organization against the very corseted way of doing politics within parties. So that's a very strong thing. So you can even say Le Pen, because Le Pen, it's a party, okay, but it's a one-person party. You know, there's Marine Le Pen and then her followers. So that could be seen also. So populism has become de facto the key thing, the key word. Any scholar, any student of populism should look at France very carefully, because it's really become the new battleground of all forms of populism, left-wing, right-wing, far-right-wing, and you might argue to some extent a centrist type of populism with Macron. Because in the end, all the ingredients, all the characteristics of populism are met by Macron. One leader, fairly charismatic, trying to establish a direct relationship with the people, with the nation, talk about recapturing sovereignty or national or popular democracy in some cases. All that is part of the usual populist narrative. And it's very strong, very buoyant in French politics. So Le Pen and Mélenchon, yes, indeed, are the two most vocal proponents of that new trend. And of course, it's not good news for the Socialist Party, which remains a traditional party, try, of course, to up its game, to modernize, to be more open, to take on board new issues. And to be fair, the socialists have always been good historically at sort of taking on board new issues, sometimes recycling them, and so that they could be absolutely presented in a social democratic reformist mode to the people. They were very good at doing that with, you know, issues such as the environment, feminism, and so on and so forth. But now it seems that they might have run out of steam, because what are, and that's really the big issue, the central issue of social democracy, what are the new issues of social democracy, of the French Socialist Party? For a very long time, over the past 30 years, the big issue has been a combination of a social justice agenda together with a strong commitment to European integration. That started off, of course, with Mitterrand. Now it seems that the debate on Europe has become, it's not a straightforward one now. You have people still supporting Europe, but you also have, and I'm not talking here about the extremes left and right, you have a fairly mainstream opposition to Europe. Not the idea or the concept of Europe, I think, still a majority of the French people attached to it, but to the institutions and the policies implemented on behalf of the EU. There's a very rising opposition to that. It's becoming mainstream. And it's a lot of the people who used to vote for the socialists, who used to believe in that narrative, you know, if we get more integration, if we get a closer partnership with, say, Germany, will be better off. I think that kind of belief, that kind of narrative is now gone. So that the main party really to support and to, so to speak, embody that narrative was the Socialist Party. So now it really adds up another problem for them.
Okay, and if we come to the final question of this chat on the Parti Socialiste, in this kind of difficult landscape, where do you see the opportunities going forward for the Parti Socialiste?
Well, I really, to be fair, I'm really struggling as we speak today to end this conversation on a positive note regarding the Socialist Party. I'm not saying that the party is doomed and is going to vanish or disappear in a short run. Of course, I'm not a journalist, I'm not a politician, so I ought to be extremely cautious about that. And who knows, the party might make a remarkable comeback. But for sure, it is very weakened today. And the reason why it has been weakened, of course, you can argue that the Hollande presidency wasn't a big success, that a lot of people really resented, notably on the left, which would explain why the actual result and why Hollande didn't run a second time, because he thought he would lose, simply. So a lot of people, of course, disagreed with the policies of Hollande, found him too neoliberal, too right-wing, disappointing on a number of issues, including societal issues. But again, that wouldn't be the first time that the socialists are defeated and are for a short period of time unpopular as a result of their time in government. Here again, the malaise, the problem seems to be deeper than that, because of the realignment of French politics. And I think one man has really created a new situation. It's Macron. Macron is an amazing surprise in the French political game. He shouldn't have been a candidate, should have been elected in the first place. He was there, I think, because of the deep contradictions and problems arising within the Socialist Party and at the top level, Hollande, the government, a government which became, toward the end of the of Hollande's presidency extremely unpopular, Hollande being the most unpopular president of the Fifth Republic. So there was a gap, there was a void, if you like, which Macron exploited, because this is a man who was totally untested politically, a young man coming from a banking sector, run alone without the support of any party. But probably because people felt that the party now had reached the end of the road, so to speak. I mean, the mass, people leaving en masse the party, and I think here of a number of extremely important leaders to support Macron in the first instance, and of course, following his victory, you had more people coming to him, creating a new situation whereby the traditional parties of the left and right, normally you had two big parties on the left, communist, socialist, two big parties on the right, a kind of a neo-girlist, post-girlist one, Les Républicains currently, and a kind of more pro-European, centrist, Christian Democratic one, the former party of Giscard d'Estaing. All that has gone. That was a situation for a very long time, until the 1990s, at least. Four parties, and two on the left, two on the right, both of them on the left and right being of about equal strength. That has gone. Now you've got a very fragmented political landscape. You've got no longer have those old parties, the Communist Party. The Communist Party's decline has, of course, continued. And you have the rise of a kind of radical left, but who knows where that radical left will go under Mélenchon. You've got the far right, despite Le Pen's poor campaign in the second round, which is still there. The Républicains are very weakened as well. So the socialists really are a force. I mean, to conclude, the question for the socialist party is the question which social democracy has to answer everywhere, which is how useful this organization or this political force is for, say, broadly speaking, salaried workers. How useful? The question of usefulness, because if you're not useful to your constituencies, you will disappear. People will leave you. People will stop voting for you. And usefulness has to do, of course, with the sort of the match between your the sort of policy proposals, but also your principles, how you behave when you're in government, the kind of personnel running the party. Are they electable or not? Are they popular or not? And on all those fronts, very important, the Socialist Party, amazingly, after sort of being one of the most important parties of French politics of the past 30 years, seems to have no answers to all that. Or when it has answers, they're very unpopular, very discredited. So what's the usefulness? How useful the party is? And that's the problem for the time being. It's not useful because you've got a centrist, center-right governing party with Macron. You've got a rising radical left, not strong enough to ever compete for government, but strong enough, you know, to really capture a stronger chunk of the left-wing electorate, which has radicalized, by the way. And yes, so there's really very little room for that party because its social agenda is not strong enough to appeal to left-wing voters. And Macron, as a kind of modernist, reformist, pro-business force, is also appealing to the sort of right-wing segments of the Socialist Party, of Socialist Party voters. So it's really a very bad situation for the socialists. They've got very, very little room for maneuver indeed.
Well, it sounds like that, as in other cases, party is caught between a rock and a hard place. Philippe Mallier, yes. Thank you very much for having a chat with me this morning. And I'm sure we come back to this in the future, because as you rightly said, the situation is everything but easy.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you don't miss future episodes by subscribing to Social Europe Podcast. You can also read our articles on www.socialeurope.eu and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at Social Europe. Until next time.